So I am talking to Rebecca Elliott, who is the admin of Indivisible San Jose. Hello there.
Hello, nice to talk to you, Jackie.
It's nice to talk to you, and you're very welcome. Thank you. What is the whole point of No Kings? What are we doing? What is that doing?
No Kings, actually all of the protests that we've had since No Kings won has multiple purposes. Number one, I think, is building community. You know you're not alone. You're surrounded by people who have the same fears, the same desires for democracy. We're not, often people feel isolated, that they look around and they see what's happening and they think there's nothing that they can do. And peaceful protesting has shown over the decades to be very effective. So the whole point of No Kings 2 is to send a message that the people don't want a dictator and they don't want authoritarian form of government.
Absolutely not. No. I mean, it's against American tradition and what this whole country was started on, as far as I know.
Yes,
So it's surprising that, well, it's not surprising, but it's surprising that all of a sudden all this is happening. Or at least I think to a lot of people who haven't been paying attention, it is surprising. What could you do to address that and explain the importance of protesting and speaking up against this?
well, I think for let's go back to the beginning where this all began, and it was decades ago. It wasn't yesterday.
No.
So the Heritage Society and the Federalist Society have a vision for America, and it's not the vision of the democracy that we know and love. They've spent decades putting people into place, getting people elected to school boards, getting people elected to city councils, from there to state government, and from state government up to the federal level and to the courts. Judges are critically important, and so many people don't vote down ballot when they vote. So they're passing up the opportunity to determine who it is that's going to sit on the bench where they live. And so over the course of these decades, these pegs were put into place that leads up to today. Project 2025 was their blueprint, and it was made very clear to people. We worked very hard to spread the message of Project 2025. Indivisibles across the country tried to get that message out, and sadly, not enough people really paid attention or thought we were being foolish or, being a little bit too cautious, because after all, this can't happen in America, right?
No, it can't
We
happen
have
here.
fair, yeah, we have fair and just elections, and even though the man currently in the White House told them this is what I'm going to do on day one, they reelected him. So what you're seeing today is a culmination and a very well-planned and orchestrated destruction of democracy if they're allowed to continue. Russell Vought, I always say his last name wrong, Vought was, he is now the head of the Bureau. Oh gosh, I always forget which one it is. There's so many of them. He is the instigator of all of this, and he is one of the authors of Project 2025. So what you're seeing, for instance, with the shutdowns, what you're seeing with him issuing this ultimatum that if this isn't over in 2 or 3 days, we are going to furlough all of these people. They will be gone. They will be fired. We will close this agency down, that agency down. And the reality is, this is all in Project 2025.
100%. And just for the record, Russell Vought. I never say it right either. Russell Vought is the director of the United States Office of Management and Budget, and he's
Thank
part of
you.
Congress. And he's
Yes.
instigating all this, and he's one of the biggest instigators of this. This is absolutely true.
Yes. Yes.
Of course, ultimately, then someone might ask, well, what's the point of that? Why should I bother? I mean, I'm just one person. What can I do?
Even one person alone can make a difference. But one person who joins hundreds of thousands of millions of people can have a tremendous impact on our future. It's not easy. It's not going to be easy, and it's not going to happen overnight. And that's, people get discouraged, Jackie,
Oh,
and
yeah.
I understand that. My Indivisible chapter formed in February of 2017. we still have some of the original members that were at that first meeting with me are still active today. Mm-hmm. And we didn't expect to be here 9 years later, you know.
Oh, sure.
So, but we're together. And what we see in these protests, what we see on social media, what we see in our own group and in invisible groups across the country is that people are united. They want democracy. They don't want a dictator. They want our freedoms restored. They want our agencies restored. Right now, I don't think people understand the big gap that's happening in our safety net for those who can't manage on their own. It's huge. And they keep saying, well, you won't see it till after the 2026 elections. It's actually happening right now. The cuts to SNAP, the changes in Medicare, you know, they haven't hit Medicare except very stealthily when they cut back the amount paid, you know, to providers for healthcare coverage. That's going to up the rates on Medicare premiums.
And probably then I'd imagine it's going to increase insurance costs for everyone, because what's going to happen,
yes,
right?
If the ACA is left unfunded, the insurance, the estimated increase in ACA coverage is about 72%. And that, you know, even in California, where we have covered California, they're already telling people, you know, sign up now, the increase is going to be huge. We see this in Santa Clara County mm-hmm. with Measure A, where we are strong supporters of Measure A for one reason. We can't have our hospitals, our, you know, county hospitals shut down for lack of funds. Even though this is a regressive tax, they're even admitting it's a regressive tax. The cost of people not being able to see a doctor, not being able to get treatment when they're ill is astronomical. So the county is going to look at a $3 billion cut from the federal government for healthcare costs over the next, I think it's 3 years. That's a large amount of money, and Measure A is only one prong mm-hmm. of the three-prong, you know, stool to try to address these shortcomings. People need health care. They need to be able mm-hmm. to go to a grocery store and buy food. Mm-hmm. They need to be able to go to work.
100%.
And an awful lot of this is being impacted by the cuts that the average person isn't seeing yet.
That's absolutely true. And I'm gonna also say that, you know, it isn't just, you know, you're not able to eat, you're not able to afford groceries, you're not able to afford to go get seen if you have a cough or you feel really bad or you break your leg or something. I mean, it's just this gigantic avalanche, and it just creates more suffering and more just despair. And it's just a snowball effect. As you say, it's astronomical, the effects of this. It's going to touch everyone in so many ways, and it's really terrible and despicable, if I may say.
Well, it's very, you know, Jackie, what it is, it's cruel.
Yes.
The cruelty is overwhelming.
Yes.
If you look at how can people do this to other human beings? I don't know. I don't have an answer for that, and I struggle with it all the time. Mm-hmm. How can you be so cruel to another human being, especially why? What difference does it make what color my skin is? What difference mm-hmm. does it make what my religion is? Or if I have an infirmity? None of that matters. None of that matters. But it does to these people. And I cannot for the life of me understand that. And that's another reason we come together at events like October 18th, No mm-hmm. King 2. It's to give support and to show solidarity
yeah.
with all of the different communities that are being negatively impacted, that are being attacked, that
yeah.
are being ostracized by a society that would just as soon see them gone.
That's absolutely true. And I will say, as someone who is part of the LGBTQ community myself, I see that more and more every day as things have been going on for the last, I would say, year. And it's just getting worse and worse and worse. And I wonder what's going to happen. And I wonder when enough people are going to stand up and say no. How many people need to do that? How many people do we need to stand up and say no to stop this?
Well, that's a very good question. Statistics have shown that you need 3.5% of a society in peaceful protest to change the dynamic. That no kings won. There were over 5 million people across this country and the world who showed up for No Kings Won. We at St. James Park, we estimated at 12,000. That's huge.
That
And
is.
so now we're looking for 11 million. That's the key number. That's 3.5% of our population. And right, I believe as of yesterday, I saw on Indivisible's post, there were over 2,100 No Kings events already signed up on our map. That's more than we had for No Kings One or for All Hands.
And I know just in the South Bay, there's going to be the San Jose one. There's one in Santa Cruz, and I think there's also one in Santa Clara.
Well, the Santa Clara one is the one that goes, I think it goes from Sunnyvale to Redwood City, if I'm remembering correctly, or it's up towards Palo Alto,
Oh, sure.
and they will be doing street corners.
Oh, wow.
So all the way down, I think it's 8 miles worth, there will be people on all four street corners.
Well, like on Camino Real or something.
Yeah.
Wow,
Just
that.
like, when they did the connecting hands, that was El Camino Real. It will be similar to that, but instead of going straight down a street, it will be on street corners.
I'm going to say
But
that's going to be powerful. That's going to be a
yes.
powerful vision.
Yes. And there's a lot of things. There are a lot of people who can't go to a public
Yes.
protest like that. Maybe there are people, I know people with who use wheelchairs or canes, they're walkers. They're very nervous about coming. First of all, we suggest everybody takes light rail or public transportation. The public transportation stop for our event on October 18th is right at St. James Park. And if somebody can't come, there are other things they can do. They can write letters to their congressman. They can make phone calls. We call our congress people, all our congressional reps and senators all the time. You don't have to be out there, screaming it from the rooftops. You can quietly protest at home also.
Oh, sure. There's boycotts. We can speak up in all
Yes.
sorts of ways and just support each other. Like one of the most important things we can do, and I see that Indivisible and No Kings is creating a community, and mutual aid is so super important now.
Yes, absolutely. We do collections at our events at St. James Park. There's a list on the website that shows what it is the non-housed community is asking for help, and other communities, and people can bring it, leave it there, and we make sure it's distributed.
Awesome. That's super important, especially for our unhoused friends and neighbors, because they're going to take the brunt of it sooner than almost anyone else, I
Oh,
bet.
yes. Oh, yes.
And it's just.
Anybody who's on Medicaid, Medi-Cal, SNAP, any kind of assistance, they're the ones that are going to feel this right away and they're going to be hit pretty hard.
I'm kind of holding my breath to see what happens, but I try to be optimistic, because if we're not optimistic, what are we doing this for, right?
Well, you have to be optimistic because we are the change that we need. I mean, we're the change we desire. So, and that change comes in bulk. So
Absolutely.
that's the whole point, really, of creating, you create community at things like No Kings, and ours is peaceful. There's no weapons allowed. We, have the Gandhi peace team there to help us keep order. We're expecting, a huge crowd. And I, it, people, w we will chant together. We will march together. Wonderful speakers we have this time from all over our community. There will be somebody speaking to us, by the way, from the People's Working Party, the labor union, the ACLU. One of our guys, Mani Jalali, he will be speaking. He's an immigration lawyer. So you've got a wide range of people who will be, giving short but powerful talks on what people can do, updating people, I just am looking forward to this being a very positive, uplifting, upbeat, and safe event.
Well, I just got a couple more questions, one hard and one easy. Let's do the easy one first. So
okay.
If I want to go and go to the San Jose event, what are the details? What are the logistics? What do I need to know?
Well,
what should I bring?
It starts officially at noon. Okay. I would get there before noon.
Definitely.
That would be my suggestion. It will be over around 2, maybe go a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. We hope to have porta potties there. We're raising money for that, and I think there's enough and a good sound system. That should be there at the time. What can they do? As I said, you take light rail. Don't try to drive unless you have to. Mm-hmm. You know, and there will be a march, and guess what? Not everybody has to march. Mm-hmm. The march is from St. James to City Hall and then back to the park. And for a lot of people, they can't march like that.
Sure.
And so there'll be, I'm hoping, music there to keep them entertained. There'll be speeches. There'll be all sorts of things going on that they don't have to worry about leaving. We've reached out to VTA with the hopes that they will have enough cars attached to the trains, because last time in June they did not. But this time we're hoping that they will. And what else can I tell you? Bring your own water, wear a hat, come with a friend, and go with and make a sign.
Absolutely.
People can make signs. You know, put your heart into your sign. What you don't want to see, what you want to see. Mm-hmm. You know, that you can be creative. We have a wonderful time reading people's signs. So, and some people are very creative. So that would be my bit about getting and having a safe, good time.
Fair enough. And that's important because, again, we're building community. We're trying to create good energy. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to stand up and say, as people who choose to, and a free people, that we're not standing for this. And this is wrong.
Right. That's correct.
Yeah. So let me give you the card question, and let me preface it by saying, so there's a lot of people who say things and people online and conspiracies, and that's just the times in which we live, right? So one of the things that people always bandy about and say is, well, what are these leftists, what are these communist Marxist leftists doing? Where do they get their money from? So tell me a little bit more about Indivisible, where you get your money from, and who's backing it.
Well, I can tell you that Indivisible, every Indivisible group is its own group. We belong to Indivisible National, and a lot of people make monthly donations to Indivisible, small, large, medium. They have donors. Everything's on their website. It's very, very transparent. My group, we're all volunteers. Everybody in Indivisible groups, they're all volunteers. So how do we survive at Indivisible San Jose? And we have a meeting, we put a basket out. It's
fair
like
enough.
Going to church, right? Throw your 20 bucks in, we have to pay to rent our room. You know, we do try to provide a little bit of refreshments. We pay for a post office box. People donate money. We have a couple of anonymous donors in our group that have been quite generous in helping us cover like the meeting costs, you know, the rent for the room and stuff. But we don't have big donors. So these groups are all, you know, you may have, our group has about 125. Some groups have 2,000. Some groups have 8 and 10,000. But as we always say, we are small. We may be smaller, but we're absolutely strong.
Absolutely.
And we're strong and we're here. And, but we don't have, we're not leftists. We're not communists. Mm-hmm. We're people.
Yeah.
We're just people.
Yeah,
and we're people who love democracy. We're people who love America. We're people who want to leave this place a better place for future generations. We're mothers and fathers. We're grandmothers. We're grandparents. We're aunts and uncles, and we care about tomorrow for future generations.
And that's absolutely what we should do. I mean, in the course of our lives, we have to live our lives. But I always thought the idea was to leave something better, make the world better for the people
absolutely.
You're leading it to.
And
the current government and the people who are running it, I don't think they believe that. And in fact, I don't think they don't believe in anything except money and power.
That's absolutely, well, that would be my belief too.
Yeah, that's what I believe.
You
So,
know, it's they want more money. They can't, they never have enough money. There is no such thing as enough money.
No, not for these people, unfortunately.
Sad, huh?
It is sad. But I don't want to end this on a sad note, though, but I want to say I appreciate you answering the hard question and not, you know, and not attacking, because, you know, I'm absolutely on your side. And you know, I've done a lot of protests. I've been protesting for a long time because we got to use our rights. We got to say no. And to this, we absolutely have to say
absolutely correct. I agree with you. And I'm very happy that you got in touch with us. I'm happy for the opportunity. Yeah. To tell people that, you know, if you need a safe place, you want to join a group, just go to Indivisible, just email indivisiblesanjose@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Take a look at our webpage. Our webpage is indivisiblesanjose.org. Mm-hmm. See what we're all about. If we look like a group that would be comfortable for you, drop us a line.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have any other social media or contacts other than that?
Those are our two. We're very cautious, Jackie.
Sure.
So we don't have per se Blue Sky page. Some of the people are still on X. I'm not.
Yeah.
Some are still on Facebook, but we don't have an official presence on those sites for the simple reason we want to keep people safe.
Absolutely.
And I know when people write and they want to join, we communicate on Slack, which I'm sure you know is a very safe and secure private communication platform.
Sure is.
So when people write and say, I'd really like to join, you know, your Slack, I will ask them some questions to make sure that they, you know, will fit in with us. We also, if they go to the website, they can sign up for our newsletter, which is not sent, you know, on any kind of a regular basis. It's whenever we send out a blast to let people know what's happening or get them to sign up for something, you know, or to join in on something. We will send out an email blast. We don't spam anyone. We never try to do that or intrude. So, you know, that's our presence. They can go to indivisible.org is the main Indivisible website.
All right.
And,
right.
Yeah. And you can get tons of information about what's happening at indivisible.org.
Okay. Well, how about this? I'm going to say thank you, Rebecca, for your time and allowing me to ask you these questions and talk to you. And I will maybe try to go to the Santa Cruz one because I live, you know, in more toward that part of the world. But I appreciate you getting back to me and talking to me. And we'll
thank
go from
you,
there.
Jackie. Thank you for calling us. I appreciate the time with you.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.